Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Praise, Prayer, and Deliverance. Thank you all for joining us this morning. Thank you all for being here in the presence of God. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the day that the Lord has made. We all, in the week that God has made, we all will rejoice and be glad in it. So I'd like to see if there anyone who have a song that they would like to sing.
Probably need to unmute the phone so we can get the people in here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there we go. All right. I'll go ahead and sing while we are getting everybody else into the station. Okay. Great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he. Clothed in glory, arrayed in splendor. Great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is he. Clothed in glory, arrayed in splendor. Great and mighty is he. Let us lift his name on high, celebrate his grace, for he has redeemed our lives, and he reigns on high. Great and mighty is he, great and mighty is he, clothed in glory, arrayed in splendor, great and mighty is he, great and mighty is he, great and mighty is he. Clothed in glory, arrayed in splendor, great and mighty is he. Hallelujah. Praise his name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that song. Do anyone else have a saying on your heart or a saying that you like to, a song you would like to sing this morning? Is make a joyful noise to the Lord? Would anyone want to give it a try this morning? Okay, so I'll give it a try. I will make a joyful noise. So the sparrow is not worried about tomorrow or the troubles to come. The lily is not thinking about the season, the drought or the flood. A tree that planted by the water is phased by the fire. Why should I be? Because you take good care of me. You take good care of me. You know what I need before I even ask a thing. And you hold me in your hand with a kindness that never ends. I'm carried in your love no matter what the future brings. Yeah, you take good care of me, Lord. The song's not worried about the winter, cause soon it will pass. The light's not thinking about the darkness or the shadow that it brings. A heart that's planted in forgiveness doesn't dwell in the past. So why should I be? Cause God, you take good care of me. You take good care of me. You know what I need before I even ask the thing. And you hold me in your hand with the kindness that never ends. I'm carried in your love no matter what the future brings. Yeah, you take good care of me. I know there must be more, but I can't get past your kindness. I know there's got to be more, but I can't get past your goodness. I know there must be more, but I can't get past your kindness. I know there's got to be more. But I can't get past your goodness. Lord, you take good care of me. You take good care of me. I know that you need, I know what I need. You know what I need before I even ask a thing. You hold me in your hand with a kindness that never ends. I'm carried in your love no matter what the future brings. Oh, God. Yes, you take good care of me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God takes good care of me. He takes good care of y'all. He takes care of his world. But it's just a matter of opening up and accepting and believing and trusting and having faith. So right now, I just want to open up the line to see if there's anyone that would like to start out prayer this morning. I'd like to give opportunity for others to pray if you would like to. Because I know there are prayer warriors on this line. So if you would like to pray, just let me know.
Yes, good morning. I'll pray today.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, O God. Thank you, Lord, that you are God and God alone. There is nobody like you, Lord, no one to compare to you. You are a beautiful God. You're omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, O God. Thank you, Lord, today that you're everywhere. You see all things. All power is in your hands, and the world is ruled at your command. You rule and you super rule, O God. So we're grateful today, O God, that you have called us to you, O God, and you have called us and we heard your cry, Lord. So we thank you, Jesus, for just being obedient to come down from heaven and come to this earth. You gave your life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So we thank you for the abundant life today. We thank you, Jesus, for the stripes that you bore so that we could be healed. So we thank you for healing this morning, O God, and healing is the children's bread, Father. We're grateful, Lord, today that by the stripes of Jesus that we can see the change in our bodies, O God. And, Lord, all across this land there are people who need your help. There are people who are sick. There are people who have been sick for a long time, and we know that you are the healer. So we thank you, Lord, today for the healing this morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, today for the blood that cleanses us and washes us and makes us whiter than snow. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you for the Holy Ghost that reminds us of who we are. It leads us even in our prayers this morning. My Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that the Holy Ghost is our comforter. There are those who need to be comforted right now. So we thank you for comforting those, oh God, who are down and out, those who are sad, oh God, because of the loss of a loved one, oh God. We pray, Father, today that you give them peace of mind today, oh God, to be absent in the body is to be with the Lord. If somebody was serving you, Father, we pray, God, today for those who are still here who do not know you in the pardon of their sins, oh God, that they will receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. Now, this morning, I ask you, Father, to forgive me of any wrongdoing, any thoughts that came into my mind that were not clear, that were not pure, oh God, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My Father, we thank you today that as we come to you, oh God, that we will have clear consciences, oh God. If there's anybody, Lord, who comes to you, oh God, who has an ought against a neighbor, ought against anybody, Lord, we pray that they will get it straight with the neighbor first before they come and offer to you, oh God, any prayers, oh God, because we don't want our prayers to be hindered, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're thanking you, Lord, today for the peace of God across this nation, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the testimonies that we're hearing of how you are stopping the enemy, oh God, and we're thanking you, Father, today that in the future you will continue to stop the hand of the enemy in this United States of America and around the world. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for love, oh God. We know that love is important, oh God, and we all want to love one another, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that we will love our families and love the people who are not so easy to love, oh God. So we are grateful, Lord, because God is love and love is of God, and those who do not love are not of God. So we thank you for the love this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord. We praise you. We glorify your name, oh God. We pray, God, today for those who are in need of jobs, oh God, those who are in need of finances, oh God. Lord, we know that if we ask, we shall receive. As we seek, we shall find. As we knock, the doors are open. So we thank you for open doors today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We glorify your name today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for healing of those who are out there strung out on drugs and alcohol, oh God. There are those, oh God, who need help from those addictions, oh God. Tony, oh God. And we pray for Roderick today, oh God. We pray for Wellington, oh God. We pray for Timothy in their bed, God, this morning. In the name of Jesus, heal their minds, God. Draw them to you, God. Every diabolical demon that has attacked their minds, oh God, draw them. Destroy the works of the devil today, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Abraham, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that he will continue to trust you, Lord, to guide him through his life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Queen, oh God, that you cover her, Lord. Protect her, God, and show her the way, God. In the name of Jesus, give her favor, God, as she goes forth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless her ministry, oh God, on the internet, oh God, that the youth will on to you as a result of what she's doing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for praise this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that you continue to order her steps, oh God, that she will look to the hills from whence cometh her help, because her help cometh from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for Benita as she's traveling, oh God, Yolanda and Francis as they're traveling, Father. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray for the angels, oh God, to protect all of us as we go through the streets, oh God, wherever we're going, oh God. We know that the angels can protect us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, from harm's way, Father, when we're in the grocery store, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for protecting us, oh God, when we're at the gas station. And Lord, even when we're there, God, help us to seize the moment and redeem the time, oh God, and let somebody know about Jesus and his love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name. I pray for Mother Rosina, Lord, that you touch her body, oh God, the congestive heart failure, the high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, anything that's in her body that needs to be removed, oh God. We pray that you will heal today, God, and she shall be healed, saved, Father, and she shall be saved, for thou art our praise, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for each and every one of our families that are connected to this prayer line, oh God. Sister Marie's family, oh God, each and every one there, oh God. Sister Grace's family, oh God. Sister Lois's family, oh God. Sister Mary's family, Father. Apostle Horsley's family, oh God. Darlene's family, oh God. Scholastica's family, Father. We pray for Gladys's family, oh God. And Sister Glenda's family, oh God. Sister Charlotte's family, oh God. She's just Sister Sheila's family, oh God, Sister Yvonne's family, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise your name for Sister Chris's family, Sister Teresa's family, in the name of Jesus, all of us, oh God, we have family members, oh God, who need you desperately, oh God, so we thank you, Lord, today for drawing them to yourself, oh God, and giving them a mind to be saved, oh God, and healing the families, oh God, and Jamila, oh God, Ben, Sabless, Benjamin, Abraham, and David, oh God, I thank you for that Gibson family, that you're blessing them, oh God, and giving them peace of mind, oh God, that the love of God is being shown in that family day by day. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. Sister Sheila's family, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, today for blessing her, oh God, and blessing each and every one of us, oh God, to trust in you, Father. Lord, we have at least the faith of a grain of mustard seed, oh God, and we can speak to the mountain, oh God, and the mountain will be removed and cast into the sea, whatever the mountain is in our lives today, oh God. We believe, oh God, that as the scripture has said, out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. So let the living waters flow this morning, oh God, as we see change, oh God, in our families this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, today that you will continue to show us the way, oh God, to get wealth, oh God, because you're the one who gives us power to get wealth, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for putting us in a wealthy place, oh God. And as we obey and serve you, Lord Jesus, we shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure, oh God. And as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all the things that we need and desire shall be added unto us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much, oh God. We praise your name this morning, oh God. We glorify your name today, oh God. I pray for Albert this morning, oh God, that you heal his mind, his thoughts, oh God. Help him to come to you, Lord. Help him to submit to your authority, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. I thank you for Joe's family and Cheryl's family this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name, God. I pray for Sister Marjorie, oh God, that you heal her mind, oh God, the depression that she may be experiencing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Deacon Dallas, oh God, and the loss of another loved one, oh God. I pray, Father, today that you heal the hurt and the pain, oh God. I pray for Janine, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you help her through this process, oh God. Help her through this time, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh my God, weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming shines in the morning. So let the joy come forth in the morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. My God, we are hearing that this COVID process is going wild again across the world, oh God. So we pray, God, today for people to use wisdom, oh God, as they go out into the places that we go, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And that many people, oh God, who are sick in the bed right now, sick in the hospital, will look up to you, God, and reach out to you, oh God, and get the healing that they desire, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for healing, oh God, this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those who have colds and flus, oh God, arthritis, oh God, and those who have heart disease, oh God, heart trouble, oh God, strokes today, oh God, that you can straighten up those strokes, oh God, those bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the brain, oh God, can function right again. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, today for premature babies, Lord, that you protect these babies and heal them, oh God, and develop their bodies, even if they're outside of the body right now. We know, God, today that you can heal these babies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And we pray for protection of our children, oh God, even from the predators in the homes, oh God, predators in the schools, oh God, predators in the churches, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that they will be exposed, oh God, and they will be stopped, oh God, from harming our little kids, oh God, our little children, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give relief, oh God. There's children who hate to go to bed at night, children who hate to get up in the morning, oh God, because of the abuse, of sexual abuse, oh God, and verbal abuse, oh God, and even being beaten, oh God, because of the anger that's in somebody who's supposed to care for them, Lord. My God, heal and deliver this morning. Draw the perpetrator to you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will receive Jesus as Savior, that they will receive you as King, that they will submit to your authority and no longer harm our children. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much, oh God. We praise your holy and your righteous name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Is there another that would like to pray? I'd like to give you the opportunity because all of us are prayer warriors. Whether some of you don't have less faith than others, all it takes to step out on a limb. But Heavenly Father, we just come to you. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Come to you in Jesus' name, agreeing with one another, Almighty God, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, just for this day, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, for your presence here on this line, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just thank you for who you are and what you are in our life. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Cover each and every one of us, Lord, on this line and our family, Lord, with the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, continue walking with us and talking with us, Lord. And those that are not able to hear you when you speak, Almighty God, allow them to hear you, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray that you speak to us more and more and more, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord, with all our heart, Almighty God, Lord. And we just thank you for all you do for us that we're not aware of and what we are aware of, Lord. And we just ask you to continue pouring more and more blessings and miracles in our life, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We worship you, Lord, and we just praise you, Lord. We love you, Lord, with all our heart, Lord. And we ask that you continue molding us into the people that you want us to be, Almighty God. Yes, creator of the universe, thank you. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. And you know what each and every one of us need, Lord. You know our thoughts, Lord. You know our dreams, Lord. We just pray that you magnify them into pass, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Touch the businesses of those that have businesses, Lord, that they prosper, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those that don't know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And someone tell them about you and they accept you as their Savior, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the disobedient kids that's out there, Heavenly Father, that's very disobedient, Lord, and take advantage of other kids, Heavenly Father, disrespect their mothers, their father, Lord. We pray that you turn that around, Heavenly Father. Those kids that not doing, making good grades in school, Heavenly Father, that you give them the ability to touch their minds, Lord, and their thoughts, Lord, that they too get hungry to learn the education that they need, that they can succeed as an adult, Heavenly Father. And and be able to provide for themselves, Lord. So we're praying for the hungry, the ones that are out there homeless, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, let touch them, Heavenly Father. Oh, touch people that are around them, that they receive what they need, that they can get off the streets, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for those that don't want to get off the streets, Lord, but their family is praying for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, touch them, Lord. Renew their mind, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for the backsliders, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just praise your name, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that have doubt in their life right now, Lord, or whatever storm they might be going through, Lord, Lord, let them know that you are there, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 and give them encourage their faith, Heavenly Father. Strengthen them where they are weak, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. No matter what any of us or our fellow might be going through, Lord, we pray that you bring them out that wilderness, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. There is no one like you, Lord. Lord, you are faithful. Yes, you are, Lord. You are the word, Lord. You are the truth, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And we follow you, Lord. We trust you. We believe in you, Lord. And we stand on your promises, Lord. But we know your word is true, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Whatever in us need, Lord. Oh, Lord, touch us, Lord. Oh, yes, provide for us, Lord. Open that door, Lord. Doors that need to be shut, shut those doors, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Continue your head of attention around each and every one of us, no matter how far we travel, short ways, long ways, byways, highways, Heavenly Father. Cover us, Lord. Oh, protect us, Heavenly Father. Oh, all throughout our lives, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, you know everything, Lord. You know every hair on our head, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, to magnify more growth in our life, Lord, that we become closer to you, Lord. Even a closer and closer relationship, Lord, and those who are not able to hear you when you speak, Lord, never heard you speak to them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I connect this prayer with every prayer that goes on this prayer line, even those at this hour around the world with Father who are in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not in temptation, Heavenly Father, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory. And we all agree with one another and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Again, those who might have just joined, thank you for joining us this morning and agreeing with one another. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, there's power in prayer. There is power in prayer. So I'd like to just mention to you all, I want to say that I hope a lot of you, and I hope if you didn't, but when you hear, when you on mute and hear somebody praying, just jump out there. When you hear something, you know somebody in need of, or just, you know, when you're on silent, we can't hear you, but God can, and he know we all agree together. Throw your family member's name out there. Throw your family, your friends, people you know. Agree. If you want what they're speaking, grab it. Me too, Lord. Oh, yes, my family too, Lord. So you don't have to just be silent. And I encourage you not to lay in the bed while you're on the prayer line, because you're going to go to sleep. And if you get used to being here, and when you fall asleep, you're going to be mad at yourself because you done missed it. And that's what the devil wants you to do. He don't want you to hear what's going to give you strength to make it through whatever you're going through, to reach where you want to go. So, again, thank y'all for joining. So what we're going to do now, because God loves praises, I want everyone to unmute your phone at this time. We're not going to ask for petition or ask for anything. We're only going to give God praise, and we'll take prayer requests later. So right now, everyone, unmute your phone and just praise God. Give him praise for whatever. Anything you're waiting on, because you're walking by faith, not by faith. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
God,
thank you.
God,
oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
The Son was God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Father, for being able to walk. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jacob, oh Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God.
There is no one like you, Heavenly Father. There is no one like you. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for my healing, Lord. Not only for my surgery, but healing. My body that I'm not aware of, but you already healed. And what I'm aware of. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, I just thank you, Lord. Father, Jesus died on the cross for my sin. Almighty God, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. In the name of
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. There is no one like you, Lord, and I just want to thank you for blessing me, for all the blessings you restored in my life, Lord, the miracles, Lord, for opening doors for me that were shut. Hallelujah. Breaking the chains and thoughts that were behind me. Hallelujah, Lord, for setting me free. Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord. Lord, if I had inside a tongue, I could not praise you enough. Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love, Lord. Unconditional love, Lord. Lord, I thank you for direction. Hallelujah. For guidance, Lord. For talking to me. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being my father, my friend, my helper, my brother. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Ooh, I thank you for the blood, hallelujah. Shed it on the cross, Lord, for my sins, Lord. Cover me, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you are. Yes, Lord. Lord.
We thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you for who you are molding me into, Lord. Yes, Lord. I thank you and praise you for doing Gianni's life, Oshaline's life, Anita's life, Charmaine's life, Lord. Hallelujah, my sisters, my brother, my nieces, and my nephew's life. Yes, Lord. I thank you what you're doing in their businesses, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just praise you for all the financial blessings that you have stored in my life. Yes, Lord. Father, I praise you for the $1 million. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. I walk by faith and not by sight. I'm just saying you in advance, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. I praise you for the party that drives, Heavenly Father. Lord. I praise you for
you say, Lord, have thy
way. Open that door for Jewish, St. Joseph, praise Lord, and then move beyond to Jewish house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just praise you, Lord, for the work that you do with me, Lord, and throughout me for other people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Lord, I'm praying you, Lord, for enemies. COVID virus, the other virus, Lord. It's cleaning the land, Lord, from all these viruses, Heavenly Father. Lord. I just thank you for what God has done for me, Lord, and the future, Lord. Oh, yes, God, for me today, tomorrow. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There is no one like you, Lord. There is no one like you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I said, no. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I just thank you for the love that you put in my heart, Lord, that I'm able to love one another, my neighbors, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 and the people that you provide, that you put there, that receive the word from me, Lord, even my passion, Lord. I just praise you for your little light shining on me and through me, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I just thank you for the joy that I have, Lord. Hallelujah. The peace that I have, thank you, Jesus. The patience that I have, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. For the strength that I have, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Almighty God, hallelujah, 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 thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for this day, oh, God. Thank you as our
okay.
Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have thine own way, Lord God. Have thine own way, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, inhabit the praises, O Lord God. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, O Lord God. In Jesus' name.
Oh, yes, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank everyone. Thank everyone for the praises.
Thank you.
Thank everyone for the praises that have went up. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. So, at this time, I'm going to open the line, so unmute your phone, give your name. If you're here, give your name. And when you give your name, if you have a prayer request, a testimony, a praise report, or something that you feel that you need to share that's beneficial, give it at this time.
Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Pastor Wilson, I thank God, hallelujah, for a beautiful weekend. We had a revival, a three-day healer revival, hallelujah to God. And I thank God because God is faithful to the truth of his word, hallelujah to God. Just glad to be in the service one more time today. We thank God. Want to put on the prayer request for us, we and the family, hallelujah to God. And there's still things, hallelujah to God, pending in prayer. So we want to just keep the Fossey family in prayer, and my nieces and nephews and in-laws, outlaws, hallelujah to God. And we thank God, glad to be here today in the name of Jesus. I thank God because it kept coming to me to press more into the fact that God cannot lie, hallelujah to God. Something that mother said, oh Lord God, that this world is ruled by his command, hallelujah to God. And we keep pressing. Thank you, that was the king. I'm sorry. Keep pressing in toward the mark of the prize of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah to God. I found out when I begin to worship God, when I begin to praise him, when I get quiet, hallelujah to God, that there's just revelation knowledge that God just opened up, hallelujah to God, things that are hidden mystery, more understanding in his word that we could further the gospel, hallelujah to God, and we'd be able to share more so with people that we run into, hallelujah to God, because a lot of people, they realize, hallelujah to God, and what came to me that a lot of people that call for prayer, I realize that a lot of their problems is they're trying to go back after being baptized, hallelujah to God, and killing off the old man. They find it hard to walk in the newness of life. That's why Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, and yet not I, but the Christ that is living in me. And when I found out that a lot of things that go wrong You start searching back for the old man that is dead. Hallelujah to God. I just want to share that a little bit. So I just thank God for a wonderful weekend. Thank God for the revival meetings. Hallelujah to God. And new people and fellowships that we had met. Hallelujah to God. We congregate. So our heart is filled with joy. I thank God for this time in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again.
Amen. Good morning, Pastor Hawkins.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning. I pray for traveling mercies this morning. Well, good morning, everyone. And I thank God for the prayer that went forth this morning. And I thank God for traveling mercies for my daughter and her husband and everyone that went with them in the house there. They're traveling mercies as they, when they begin to venture back home and protection of them on the airways and the highways and the byways. In the name of Jesus, praying for my family members and praying for my strength in Jesus' name. And for all the people that are going through sickness or whatever it is, praying for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Sister Glenn.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Sister Yvonne. I just thank the Lord for being here. Everybody have a blessed day.
Good morning,
Sister Yvonne.
Good morning, Scholastic is here, listening in agreement, and I thank God for the prayers that have gone out this morning. And you all have a blessed week and continue praying for the family. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Good morning, Sister Galassica, Pastor Galassica.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, good morning. Again, I want to just question for about lost.
Pastor, you're going in and out. We can't understand what you're saying.
Okay, is this better?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, yes. Yeah, somebody is making noise in the background. That might be part of the problem. So if you're moving around, if you're muted. I just want to request special prayer for Castillo's family. He passed away, and I believe his wife's name is Dorothy. And then our leader of our ministry at church, Deacon Dallas, he lost another family member. Daughter-in-law passed away. So we want to pray for him and his wife, Janine. So Deacon Dallas and Janine. And, just different ones who have lost loved ones, that God will give them peace of mind at this time. Amen?
Amen. Good morning, Pastor Bundy. Anyone else would like to give your name, would like to give a prayer request, testimony, praise report? I don't want to overlook anyone. Okay. Well, this is Sister Alice Marie, and I just want to pray for everyone in their family that's on this line, whether I heard your voice or not. And, I want to pray for one of my kids and niece's friends. His name is Javon. So let's pray for Javon. And I thought I had someone else wrote down. But anyway, let's pray for Javon. And anyone that in your heart, on in our heart that we doesn't call out, God knows everything, so we'll pray for the prayer requests that on heart that haven't called them out. And they just pray that God give Javon a breakthrough. He had a setback, an accident, when he was in an accident over a year ago. He's a very nice young man. So let's just pray that God work in Javon's life and show him favor. And right now, I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 31 through 32. Let all bitterness and all wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Bitterness is okay. So let's go to your mood. Bitterness is a positive attitude that refuses reconciliation. Wrath and anger are outbursts of emotions. Clamor is an angry person's desire for anyone to hear or her grieving. Evil speaking can involve blasphemy. We speak against God when we speak against his children who bear his image. Malice is meanness or hatefulness. We'll all experience each of these emotions at one time or another. Praise God, through Christ we can deal with them. Paul reminds us that Jesus is our example. He was wronged and hurt, but he chose forgiveness. Think about it. When Jesus hung on the cross, he did not harbor a grudge against Peter, who had denied him, or the crowd who had crucified him. He forgave them and focused on what he had set out to accomplish. Be kind to people, even when they are unkind to you. Tenderhearted, even when they hurt you. Be forgiving, even when they don't deserve it. Sometimes we feel like running, quitting, or giving up after we've been wronged. And that is the worst thing to do. God won't let his servant run. There is work to do. The devil wants to use our problems to tear us down. But God wants to use them to build us up and grow us into spiritual maturity. Father, help us deal with the strong emotions that come from being wrong. Help us to be kind and to forgive just like you did. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Help us. And also, a heart at rest. Father, thank you that there is a secret place in our heart where you dwell, where we can abide in peace. Help us guard against all the negative things that try to get in. We can't stop the circumstances around us, but we can stop the anger and bitterness from getting in us. We declare that God is on the throne and our heart is positive, hopeful, peaceful, and at rest. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. In Ephesians 4:26 says, if you are angry, don't sin by nursing your grudge. Don't let the sun go down still angry. Get over it quickly. Okay, and also I want to share with you something that was shared with me. Okay. A friend of mine once shared something with me that I would like to, like I said, I'd like to share with y'all this morning. He said, a fire kindled against an enemy often burns you more than them. So when you're mad, it bothers you more than it do them. Today, I want to encourage someone to let go of the anger. How many times have you been angry and made the remark, it just burned me up? Oftentimes in scripture, God refers to his anger as fire kindled. God's wrath burns those whom he has kindled it for. However, when we play with such fire, it often burns us up or things we love. Think about the speech you burn when the people who anger you slept peacefully. How about the precious time that you burn in anger? Joy and peace, you're burning in anger, while the person who angered you continue on a carefree life. Furthermore, anger is a fire that can easily get out of control. The kid playing with matches only intends to burn a piece of paper, but ended up burning down the house. You may intend to hold to your anger for a particular individual, not realizing the fire is burning those whom you love as well. It's kind of like a sneaker commercial. You are not the same when you are hungry. How about when you are angry? You are not the same, and the people around you are consumed. Don't be the victim of a fire killer by your anger. Don't allow those who are dear to you become casualties as well. Through prayer, guidance of the Holy Spirit, and forgiveness, the fire can be extinguished. We must learn to fight fire with fire. The Holy Spirit is that true fire that we should all allow to burn in our lives. God will consume that which means us no good. He will further consume those who are against you. God says, revenge is mine. So if in us holding on to anger today, let's let the anger go so we can have our peace, our joy. In Jesus' name, just let it go if there are any. Well, I don't hold anger today, and I know a lot of you don't. But so right now what we're going to do, we're going to do a corporate prayer. We are going to come in, and we're going to do this prayer, pray for these requests. And if at any time it comes to your mind something that you need prayer for or for someone, do that. Mute your phone.
Okay, Sister Marie, let me go
ahead.
Going to do the prayer after I share about getting close to the top of the hour. We do the call
okay.
prayer after our, the mass shooting. Amen. We
okay.
still got to keep
at
it. And thank you so much for sharing this morning. Praise the Lord. So we appreciate you. We really don't want to hold any grudges. And when you think about this grudgeful thing, that is why a lot of people are killing folks. So that really ties into what I'm going to share today. Those who are angry out there, they're wanting to hurt people. They have bitterness in their hearts, and this is what festers in them, and they decide they want to take somebody's life. So we're going to keep these prayers going to stop this angry happening in our cities and our states. So in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 22, verses 40 to 43, it says, "For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me." Verse 42 says, "They looked, but there was none to say to the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street and did spread them abroad." So when we're praying today, we're going to pray that God will help us. These demonic spirits, the dust of the earth, and stamp them as the mire of the street. We're going to speak this word, God, to these demonic spirits that are out there, that they will stop being a menace to our society. Luke chapter 10 says, "And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself." So Jesus is so here that we should love our neighbors, and our neighbors need to start loving everybody. Loving our neighbors should love neighbors, and people should love people, because love is the one that will heal this nation. Psalm 27, 1 through 2, "Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came before me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell." So we're going to decree and declare this morning that the enemies shall stumble and fall when they try to do something wrong. And while we're praying, pray that God will reveal the plots and plans of the enemy as he did in the Bible. He did that. He showed where the enemy was going to be to some of his prophets and to some of his warriors. And we pray today that God will stop these plots and these plans of the enemy across this nation. So let us get together. We're going to pray for these prayer requests that have been brought up, and then also pray and bind up the spirit of murder, demonic spirits that are out there. Amen. So let's come on in. Praise God. So So, Lord, we just thank you this morning.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, hallelujah.
But you heard all the prayers that went up. Almighty God, Lord, yes, you did, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we are praying for each and every prayer request and those that were called out or being called out right now, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We praying for all that's going over the world, Heavenly Father. All this violence, Lord. This killing, this shooting, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, Lord. We just praying, Lord, and trusting in your word and standing on your promise, Lord, to be prayer with the answer, Lord. But yes, that our prayer would not come back, Lord, to Almighty God. Yes, you did, Lord. We stand on your promise. Yes, yes, we stand on your word, and your word is true, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For each and every prayer we pray, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And I pray that Harold has safe travel here. And now I'm going to the gate of the Lord. Now he can see what he's driving, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We appreciate the prayers of the righteous that avail as much. We thank God for the much power available because we are in unity. We're on one accord. And when you are on one accord, there's nothing that the enemy can do to stop what we're doing. So we thank you for the prayers this morning. Thank God for the praises that went forth and the encouraging words that our sister Marie shared with us this morning. I mean, those words to just have peace of mind and not let the sun go down on your wrath and don't hold grudges against anybody. That is so important as we go forward in our lives. And keep that in mind. You know, sometimes we just need to be reminded of what the word says. So this morning, I seal each and every prayer with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject them. They shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we will wait upon the Lord because he will renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Amen. I decree that we are new creatures in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new because we are in Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I decree that we see our breakthrough today, whatever it might be. You need to grab a hold of these words that I'm speaking. I'm speaking the word of God for us. Amen. I decree that the Lord has given us power to get wealth and our businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. There are those who will receive millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars, some thousands of dollars, some hundreds of dollars, according to your faith. So be it done unto you. I decree this morning that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. We have on the whole armor of God. I decree we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we continue to resist the devil, and he flees from us in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower. That is the word of God. I decree that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We love God and keep his commandments. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you so much for loving me back. Thank you for loving each other, loving your family, loving your enemies, loving everybody, because that is what's going to make a change in our lives and in our nation. Because God is love. Love is of God. Those who do not love are not of God. Everybody be blessed for the rest of today, the rest of your lives. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, that spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.